Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So you're saying here the voices were almost like electronic. In the days before Siri, we had electronic voices from computers.
Yes, absolutely. We still get electronic voices now through what is referred to as the high-end communications, such as the early stages of EVP, instrumental transcommunication. That was done through various different devices. I mean, you know, we've been communicating with this source for a long time, for a very, very long time. And it's been advantageous in some cases, little bits, because sometimes they give information which can be advantageous. Sometimes they give information that's completely incorrect or it's lies. We did a study regarding numerous people who had claimed to have a spirit guide and had been communicating with a spirit guide for many, many years. And they take it verbatim that this person who was their spirit guide was in their previous life, when they were alive, was a tutor or worked at certain places or died in certain accidents. So we did a very long study on 10 people, and all 10, not one of them was true. They said that the spirit guide told us that they worked at this university, and is it not true that this person died on a train with the two children in 1989 in Birmingham? Not true. And every single one was not true. You know, so deception is involved quite heavily, but people seem to quite willingly accept that they're being told the truth. You know, there was a very famous case in Yorkshire where a young girl went missing for over 9 months. She was presumed the worst had happened. She was only 16, coming up to 16, she was still at school. The police had given up. The family thought the worst when they started to see an apparition. Paranormal things started taking place in the home, and they saw the apparition of their daughter. Mm. And, of course, they presumed, well, that's it, then that seals it. You know, obviously something really did, you know, happen to our daughter, and we have to take that, you know, as that's what's happened. Only for her to knock on the door, so from 3 weeks after 9 months later, she'd run away with some guy who she said she loved, and, you know, well, that, I mean, how did they manifest? What caused the manifestation of the daughter to be seen to make them believe that she had passed away when, in fact, she was alive? You know, so deception is a very strong thing through the paranormal, through the ufology.
Yeah, that's very interesting, the whole deception aspect, because I mean, you look at, say, like the contactee movement. Now, if you would go and maybe accept that at least some of these cases, at least the initial ones, there was, you know, something actually going on. You know, they were being told that the visitors were coming from Mars and Venus and, you know, places like that, which, you know, now we know is not true. But as time goes by, they keep going further and further out. You know, now we're being told that, oh, we're from, you know, Zeta Reticuli or whatever. You know, it's that you can't trust anything, really, that these things say, either, you know, the guys coming out of UFOs or communicating through the Ouija board. I mean, there's a very tricksterous aspect to the phenomena.
There is. I mean, only recently I watched a new Rua Zimbabwe school UFO aerial encounter, and it was a piece of information. I'm very aware of that case with a lot of details that I've obtained over the years, but it was one little aspect, just a few seconds, that was mentioned in that documentary that really, I thought, oh, this isn't good. And that is when one of these objects comes down to ground and is an entity seen stood on top of this craft. And most of the kids had run away, except for five. Why did five, instead of running away, started walking towards it? And when they interviewed these five children, what they said is they were literally in a hypnotic state. They were mesmerized to the left of this this entity was still on top of this craft, was another entity that was seemingly running and skipping through the field and then would disappear. And as soon as it disappeared, it'd reappear back at the gate at the beginning and it would skip and jump through the field. And it was like a replay. It was like a loop, of like a video loop. And then they were drawn to this. And whilst they were drawn to this, this other entity was slowly moving towards them with the message in mind for them, we want you to come with us. Now that, if that's not deceptive behaviour, then what isn't? You know, and that to me put shivers. It really did, because I'm thinking, you know what, even children do manipulate. And they come with that great one-liner, don't they, Tim? Got to look after planet Earth. Got to tell them to do this. That great one-liner. It's like, if you ever get in contact, this is the one-liner you give them. If they wanted to do something, they would have done something. They don't care too much about us, that's for sure. But they certainly seemingly have a care for the planet, but yet not done anything, you know, to revert those things back. So I'm thinking that is more that these things are just, this phenomenon is right under our nose. It's round our nose any given time of the day. It controls the skies if it's necessary. It can manipulate. It can intertwine into your life and, you know, get under your skin. This phenomenon is right here, right now. And I think there has been a bit of a ruse to say, look, you know what, you've got to look out there into space to see where, you know, if UFOs are coming from there. And I think this phenomenon is right here, right now sort of situation.
The thing I noticed here is that these stories of ET or whatever they are, saying we're here to protect your planet, we want you to go forth and preach love and peace and all that other good stuff. Who knows what they're really doing? They never tell us the truth.
It isn't. I mean, on the latest surveys, really, it would show that because of the mechanism of industry across the planet, if we were to pull the plug tomorrow and say, that's it, that's enough, we've had it, we've got to make the world a better place, that machine doesn't stop. It takes time. It takes years to make those changes. We are, and this is not what everyone's going to say it, but we are already past. We've already damaged the planet Earth beyond repair. We've gone past that.
Excuse me, why do you say that?
Yeah.
Because why do you say we've damaged the planet beyond repair? Does that mean all the efforts at environmental control will come to naught? What?
Well, basically, the effort on one side to try and keep the planet in its good sense is very minute compared to the onslaught by the industrial complexes around the world. That machine is never going to stop. If you pull the plug, it will take another 30 years for it to completely phase out. We've already gone past that point. I mean, this is why 10 years ago there were people screaming, saying, look, we need to stop now, because the damage is already done, and we can't repair that damage. So what does the governments do? They're going to plough. I tell you, they are going to plough every cent they have into finding another Earth-like planet, because it's easier than it is to repair our own.
That's a frightening thought.
It is a frightening thought.
Considering there is no planet B, at least as far as we're aware of, we only have planet A.
Well, I think if they knew that, they would be making changes.
So I think
they've known that there's plenty of Earth-like type planets out there. We know that. I mean, every now and again, something comes up from NASA, say, we've found another, you know, Earth-like planet. You know, could sustain life easy. It's got oxygen and the right type of nitrogen for us to breathe. You know, well, that's fantastic. You know, but the more they find, it's better for them. But I think the back of that is that what the effort to try and rectify is more difficult and probably a longer time period than it would be to just occupy another world.
Well, unless somebody has a technology that nobody else knows about to be able to reach some of those other Earth-like planets, we're still screwed.
You mean subspace radio, my friend, right?
No, well, I mean, I'm thinking, not just subspace radio, but the actual means of getting to another location within a measurable lifetime.
We'll have a lifetime to talk about this. More to come with Steve Mera, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. You are in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I want to ask you something, Steve, out of left field. Have you ever had a paranormal encounter?
I have during my my days of research, you know, I investigated about 800 horn things. For 17 years, I worked for corporate companies throughout the United Kingdom on a very highly confidential basis. These were very pronounced businesses and corporations which were having problems regarding disturbances, which were going up management levels and became a problem financially. We also supplied protocols to all the housing associations, private landlords and councils that rent homes in the UK, how to deal with such things as a protocol, because they didn't really know how to deal with it. And unfortunately, people were utilising the paranormal to get out of paying their rent, because they said they weren't in good living conditions, and according to the law, there was a loophole there, and it caused bad press, and these companies still wanted to rent the home. So,
Wait a minute here. So you're saying here that if I tell my landlord, of course this is the U.S., different laws, hey, we're being attacked by poltergeists here, forget the rent this month.
Well, no, it might not work there, depending on what the state views are upon that. But in the UK, absolutely. There are people that will report this. And the council or the tenants or the landlords have they have to go in and do something. They usually go in and do an electrical survey. They usually go in to see if there's any problems elsewhere with infestation of rodents or things like that. Anything that might lead to some rationalization. Usually they end up exhausted, not finding out anything, and you're left with the tenant saying, I'm getting no sleep because of the banging noises, it's no good, I want to move, I'm no way, I'm not paying rent because I can't live in this house under these conditions. And unfortunately in the UK, the tenants have more rights than the landlords, and they relinquish from paid rent. That's a nightmare for these organisations and establishments. So I worked confidentially for 17 years for all sorts of different businesses regarding how to deal with phenomena, because you had big office, very well-known businesses with office blocks, and, you know, there's a part of the building which is infested with paranormal events, and people are seeing them. The staff won't work there. They won't work past a certain time. They won't work there at all going down there in the winter when it's dark. And it becomes a managerial issue. It becomes a financial problem. It needs to be dealt with confidentially. Who doesn't want to get out to the press? So there are certain ways, and there's protocols which have been manufactured for helping these people. So I did that for 17 years on a confidential basis. But I've done about 800 hauntings, not just in the UK, I've travelled the world, but we're very selective about certain ones. There's a very clever protocol we use to warrant an investigation, otherwise we wouldn't do so, especially if children are involved, it's high priority, of course. Yeah, I've seen my fair share of phenomena, it really does truly exist, I would say in its rarity. Poltergeist cases in 40 years, I've investigated 5. In 40 years. So it tells you, you know, that poltergeist phenomena, real poltergeist phenomena is very rare, even though that you might type it into YouTube and everybody's got one. It's not the truth. It's not the case, though.
I think that probably your best investigation, at least of the ones that that I've researched that you've done, was for the Bothell Hell House. We had the owner on the show, you know, about a year ago. Previous owner, but I mean the methods that you used and just the time that you spent there, really others should take note on how to properly do an investigation like you did with that place.
Well, absolutely. I mean, what's the first thing, Tim, that most people do is that they turn all the lights off and they go infrared with the cameras. that's not good. You know, that's not a good method of investigation, so we don't really use it, to be honest with you. It's not really a priority point of our investigation. Yeah, that house was definitely having disturbances, and unfortunately, you know, Keith in his early days, who was living there with his partner, he thought, like most people would thought, well, you know what, how do I get in touch with, say, you know, your first thing you see is you see TV people on television doing shows. And he said, well, how do I reach out to these guys? Because these guys might be able to help. Well, that's not normally the case. And unfortunately, I think it was Ghost Adventures that went out there. And they, because the phenomena didn't manifest while they were there, and I believe the sad backings was only there for a few hours, It didn't manifest, so therefore they thought it was a hoax and called it a hoax. He actually even put it out as a TV show as a hoax. Now, that's probably good for them because they'd be thinking, well, it'd be good to put this one out because it makes it look like we're credible because we're actually calling this a hoax. In fact, it wasn't. In fact, they missed out on probably one of the most significant cases that they could have even imagined because they were dealing with an intelligence there that knows how to play the game. And it was only because we were there for long periods of time. We were there for on two different occasions, 1 month, and then the following, I felt 3 months later, we went back again for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And because of the method and style of investigation that we had, we obtained phenomena. And it was, what was really good is it was the scientific data behind the phenomenon, which was really interesting. So, you know what, I mean, Keith reached out to the parapsychology department at SEP, the Scientific Establishment of Parapsychology, which I'm the founder in Manchester, in the UK. We went through 6 months of talks with him over periods. You know, we might leave it a few weeks and do another talk, ask the same questions. There were very specific things that we asked to find out the authenticity of Keith and his information. And he scored highly on, you know, warranted for an active investigation. So we decided to go over there and do that. It was a very profound case.
I think the recordings you got, EVPs of whatever the intelligence there was, discussing the types of equipment that you were bringing in. It was just wild to think that, you know, you've got that kind of intelligence going on there.
It was quite a profound case, yeah. I mean, usually they're a lot less intelligent, but the responses, but the intelligent responses there were very profound, where they would be inquiring. You can hear them vocally inquire across recordings about the equipment we were using. There are things that we didn't put out. There's still a lot more. I mean, it was loads we could have put out, but we just took a handful of the stuff. I mean, there was one day we, just as a test, because we knew the intelligent interactions were taking place, we bought some flowers, put them in a vase, and put them on the top landing, and left with specialised recording devices running. And those recording devices picked up two female voices. And one female said, "Those are lovely flowers." And the other female voice said, "Yes, that man got them." You know, and it was profound. I'd never heard anything like it. And it's probably one of the most profound paranormal investigations I've conducted.
The other thing about it is that how long it lasted, you know, because most cases like this that, I mean, a lot of energy involved here, it'll run itself out after, you know, a while, but this one is like it just kept going and going.
It did. Eventually Keith had to move the owner because the only reason why he stayed there is that he could lock himself away in the back. He had an absolute fascination with it, don't get me wrong. Some people do. He was a little bit scared at times, but he did have a fascination for it. But, you know, it was only because he could go into his bedroom, shut that door, and never have any experiences.
We'll resume with Steve and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. Two more horses died in the hours before Mage won the Kentucky Derby yesterday, increasing this week's death count at Churchill Downs to 7. Terror at a mall in Allen, Texas when gunshots rang out, 9 people dead, including the shooter. Here's Allen Police Chief Brian Harvey.
One of our officers was on an unrelated call at the outlet mall. He heard gunshots, went to the gunshots, engaged the suspect, and neutralized the suspect.
Protests erupting in New York City after Jordan Neely, a homeless man, was choked to death by a Marine veteran who said he was just trying to hold him until police got there. Neely was reportedly trying to push people onto the subway tracks. Protesters crammed into subway stations and stood on the tracks in solidarity to demand change. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Steve Mera joins us for the very first time on the Paracast. He's been at the paranormal game for a long, long time. Tim Swartz has as well. I'm Gene. Let's pick up with Tim.
Well, I had asked Steve about the Bothell Hell House, about how long it lasted compared to other cases.
Yeah, it lasted quite some time. In fact, we don't know actually how long it did last, really. The incidents were taking place when Keith moved in there. He didn't realize that the previous owner had had experiences. That wasn't obviously forthcoming when he actually decided to take the home. And like I mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, the only reason why Keith didn't leave, though he was scared on many occasions, was that he could comfortably shut his bedroom door. No phenomenon would take place in his bedroom, strangely enough. But as it became more interactive through the process and then the months passed, it started to invade his bedroom. By first hearing footsteps in his bedroom, and then he used to get, and this is that poor fella, he was being prodded on his face from inside the pillow, and that was it. That was it for him. He was out of there, and he within a week or so, he was gone. I moved into another location.
Yeah, I think I would have well getting prodding from inside the pillow. No way.
Poor fella.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I'm surprised, and I know it's unpredictable, it doesn't happen all the time, but I'm surprised that the phenomena did not progress to either voices out loud, where it started talking out loud, and UFO phenomena. And I specifically asked Keith if, you know, there had been, you know, if he had had any experiences along those lines, and I don't think he said, I don't think he did.
No, he hadn't, but he had had a number of smaller paranormal incidents growing up as a boy, which we thought was interesting, and we noticed that.
No, yeah. I didn't realize that.
So we thought, okay, that's interesting. And I don't think he was directly associated really too much with Keith, because, like I say, the previous owner reported the same thing. And communications with the people who, the actual guys who owned the building, eventually I think he must have let it out, but he left it empty for a duration. Hoping probably to starve the phenomenon, because we were in touch with him. But funny enough, that was the only house out of, say, 300 houses on an estate which had a pre-existing building there. And the two people that owned that building were both imprisoned. We were trying to get the data. Obviously, one was, the female was for embezzlement, but we don't know her partner, why he was sentenced to life in prison. So it doesn't sound too good. But it was, strangely enough, it was the only house on this estate that Keith's home was built upon. All the others was just ground. There was just nothing there apart from some Indian, burial sites. And that does happen quite regularly in the area of Seattle.
So now, Of the other cases that you have worked on, I mean, have you run across one where the phenomena either escalated to UFO phenomena or started out with, say, like a sighting that then the house became invaded?
Well, this actually does happen to a lot of people. I mean, we know the quite well known film The Conjuring, which is based on some true events that took place. Now, if you talk to Andrea, who grew up there with her family, and I know her quite well, and the very first incidents when they moved into the home was UFOs. Long before they added any paranormal experiences in the home, was the UFOs seen over the house in a regular period of time. This she'd see as a child, and the family did as well. And then the paranormal phenomena started to take place and reached quite a high frequency and high severity case. But that's not just for her. I mean, many people have had those experiences. For me, my involvement heavily in this phenomenon, and I did say to you, sometimes it gets under your skin. Well, it's well under my skin, as it is Barry's. Even certain types of research, believe it or not, we seemingly get punished for. It sounds ridiculous, but it's true. And I'll give you an example. We were investigating associated UFO phenomena with ancient sites, and we were studying the old aspects of Sumerian demonology, which were said to be dogmen, and dogmen are seen throughout the United Kingdom, and still reported even now today, strangely enough, very similar to the werewolf phenomenon, which is seen throughout some places of the US. And I was drawn that evening around about 6 o'clock to just get up and wander to the back door and look up, and there was a craft in the sky. I'm used to seeing them. And I think after watching it, it was stationary for about 10 minutes. I think I got fed up and walked in. It happens so regularly for me now. But that night, I had a horrific experience. Something crawled into bed with me and basically I could not get this damn thing off me. And I struggled for quite some time to get it off me. I've bawling and shouting at the damn thing, and eventually I did. I don't know what that thing was. It was not nice, and of course my partner woke up, me trying to wrestle with this damn thing. And I thought the first thing to do was I'll give Barry a ring in the morning, and just let him know. And I rang him in first thing in the morning to tell him my experience of seeing this UFO and then that happening. And before I could even tell him, he said, "What a night I had. What the hell happened here?" He said, "Whatever it was, something came through the house. It ripped the light fittings out the kitchen, off the wall." And I said, "Well, I was ringing him to tell him about my experience. I don't think that's by chance. I think sometimes when we get heavily involved in certain aspects of the research behind some of this phenomena, we kind of get a slap on the hand, it seems. And it's not the first time that's happened. It's happened a few times."
Well, what's the term? If you stare into the abyss stares back.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's become part of our lives now. Unfortunately, this is the downside to being heavily involved in In communications, interactions with phenomena on a regular basis around the world, it does get under your skin and you do bring the phenomena home. And it knows where you live and it plays tricks and it's annoying sometimes. And it's part and parcel. You've got to be able to be comfortable to live with that, to be honest with you.
Well, that's the hitchhiker effect, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just because of our heavily involvement in it. He knows who we are, the phenomena. But it presents itself in paranormal events, our home, and ufological events as well.
Well, I just recently read a book called Poltergeist Contagious, or Contagion.
Contagion, yes.
Yes. And, you know, to me, that's it's a fascinating concept, and I've seen it myself with people. I mean, even to the point where somebody in a house will write a letter, and then the recipient of that letter will get an outburst of poltergeist activity in their house.
Wait a minute. Okay, yeah. Tim. No, I want to talk about that, all right?
All right. You
stepped into it there. Seriously. Okay, you write a letter to somebody, and the letter brings them some kind of phenomenon.
Yes.
That's your testimony, sir.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And I'm sure Steve has seen similar situations.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I was in the laboratories, I mean, those particular experiments, there were 17 very advanced experiments that we took place in parapsychological circles. Only, I think, 5 of them have ever been released to the public. I think there's still quite a number of them to be released. Some of those experiments were involved in communication outside the laboratories, where we were doing the test procedures, to being at home. And we had communicated by telephone during the experiment, where whatever they were interacting with, communicating with, they were asked to identify what I was doing at home.
We will stay at home for a few more moments with Steve, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Okay, Steve, here's how it works. Now, before, when you were talking about transferring the phenomenon, guys, with a letter, I'm thinking nowadays that would be a physical letter. It wouldn't be a digital letter, would it?
It can be done through digital sources.
I was just getting asked if that's been reported.
Yes. Yeah, we've done experiments where the digital source also works. It does it through telephone communications. I mean, like I say, we can conduct an experiment, and whatever's been communicated with these beings, wherever these things are, were asked what I was doing at home. And I'll tell you what I was doing at home. I went into my top drawer. I was upstairs, sat on my bed, and I went into my top drawer and I picked out a pocket watch. And I was sat on the end of my bed and I was swinging it left and right in my right hand. And the information was instant. It came back to the experimenters in the laboratory that I was swinging a pendulum, and they communicated live to me over the telephone that source of information, and they were right. It was spontaneous, so they knew what I was doing there and then at that very moment. It was like, what's Steve doing? And it's like he's swinging a pendulum. It was like that instant. You know, you've got to consider it could be limitless, you know, the capabilities involved here in regarding what they know, where they can travel to, where that information's obtained from, but it was instant.
Are we looking here, Steve, at an external force to us that we interact with when we want to or sometimes when we don't, or something we ourselves are generating that causes a lot of this?
I believe it's an outside influence. In fact, we've actually nicknamed it the influence. Initially, many years ago, it started with whispers. It was referred to as whispers, people to hear whispers. Then it manifested to the appearance of entities which would lend hand to knowledge. I mean, it's documented, it goes back thousands of years. I mean, there's a very good painting of what is assumed to be some type of unusual object in the sky. It's an old painting firing a pencil beam light down onto Mary's head, forehead. In the streets, you'll see the Pope stood next to an angel, which is whispering into the Pope's ear. Well, that painting is in regards to the story that the Pope was met by an angel who whispered into his ear to invade Constantinople, where 320,000 people were put to death. You know, I question everything, every entity, and everything, because I think that they can be perceived to be what they want. They can interact. They can even seemingly change the outcome of events. Historically, there's been many incidents that have taken place, and they seem people certainly seem to have helping hand. Alexander the Great, it happened to a number of times, helping besiege cities where these flying shields turned up and demolished 50-foot walls, allowing him to get into the city and besiege them. You know, this is not the first time that they've changed history and outcome, but on events, you know, sometimes for the good, sometimes for the worse. You know, it's not always good when you hear about, you know, how many people may have been put to death simply because an entity comes and is witnessed by the Pope, who takes it on board. That's an angelic information passed to him, something for him to do. No good. I kind of ask about the intentions behind these, whatever these manifestations are.
It's a matter of you know, cultural and social interpretation. I mean, at that time, the angel whispering to the Pope, sure, I believe that, you know, God in his a myriad of ways makes sense. Nowadays, though, replace that angel with an extraterrestrial, and it'd be the same thing. Extraterrestrials? Yeah, sure, why not?
Very yeah. True.
We're a lot more accepting now of the idea of being visited by, you know, interplanetary beings. Most of us have been raised, you know, Saturday morning cartoons dealing with friendly little aliens and things like that. So
I think that's been done on purpose, Tim, because it goes right back to the Brookings Institute, you know, when NASA employed the Brookings Institute to, you know, to try and help out in regarding what should they do and what should they say or what shouldn't they say regarding findings as they explore the solar system. The Brookings Institute said, you know, there was a warning at the end of that report. He said, prepare the public. And that's it, preparing the public. And prepare they did by adverts, clothing ranges, cartoons, movies. No matter where you go, you cannot get away from the subjects of UFOs and aliens. And that indoctrination slowly over a drip feed process of time. You know, most people will say, I saw a UFO, and they'll go and just say, oh, that's really interesting. What were you having for dinner? You know, it's just, you know, the impact is gone, and I think they've done the job. They prepared us. That's the thing, and that's exactly what's been happening.
Okay, so we're being prepared to accept UFOs and space people. What's the next stage?
The next stage is consciousness. We're already tapping into that source. You'll hear more and more people coming over the next 5 years coming forward regarding information pertaining to metamaterial analysis, implant analysis, or we might refer to as alien implant analysis, terahertz frequencies of light and how it's associated with all phenomena, and also that this conscious connection that it is lies more within. They are slowly opening it up. It's not just extraterrestrial now. It's leaning towards the interdimensional. We have people now coming from Harvard, professors saying there's another reality right next to our own and we don't even know it. But it's there. How do they know it's there? By gravitational anomalies. And that's stated coming straight out from the professors of Harvard.
Well, that would be fascinating. Wouldn't you like to go to another dimension and hang out for a while and see what it's like? Or would there be in the other dimension the equivalent of you? You know, like you do in the comic books. In the comic books, there's an alternate Flash, there's an alternate Superman, there's an alternate Batman, including the one from 1989 who says, I'm Batman. He's the best Batman of all. Michael Keaton. No one beat Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne in Batman. Troubled, tortured guy. But seriously speaking, is there an equivalent of us, perish forbid, in another dimension, or is it other beings?
I think it's the aspects of multiple realities could mean that there's represented that there's another, so many different Earths with different people on it, and so on and so forth. According to spiritual, if you want to call them spiritual, communications with these entities, they confirm it. They confirm that there are other worlds, there are other us. But we're really even just trying to get a grasp of our own reality here, because we now know that reality, as we know it, is not rigid. It can't be broken, but it can be bent in favor. And our practices are being able to do that.
You know, we'll go into that in our premium show after the PowerCast, because there's so much more to talk about, and we only have so much time in which to do it. Steve Mera, tell our listeners, for those very curious about all the things you've done all these years, where can they check you out?
They can check me out on my own website, which is stevemera.com. We have a magazine, Phenomena Magazine. It goes out to the world, 12 different countries, 4 different languages. It's the largest e-zine on the subject. PhenomenaMagazine.co.uk. And the easiest way really is just to Google Steve Mera, and you'll definitely find me, you know, associated with all sorts of different things in this subject.
We will be looking for you. Tim Swartz, quickly tell our listeners where we can find you.
Sure. Well, the quickest way is to go to my website, which is conspiracyjournal.com.
Okay. That's the one that Facebook doesn't like. Facebook doesn't like the Paracast.com either. We're too mysterious for them. You can find us on Twitter while Twitter lasts at the Paracast. There are two sections for the Paracast on Facebook, even though they don't like our URL. You can also get branded merchandise from the Paracast.shop or the Paracast.store. Takes you to the same place. 4 different logos to choose from for your T-shirt, for your cap, and all the other good stuff out there, the Paracast.shop. Then there's the Paracast Plus. We offer you this show free of the network ads, better quality audio, all that good stuff, plus the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen next, and you can hear things you cannot hear on regular commercial radio. How about them apples? If you subscribe using the key number or coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime memberships. Go to theparacast.plus. Again, theparacast.plus. Steve Mera, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.